From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 956th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring Cowboy Copas.
I have roamed this wide world over, been contented and carefree. Then I met you, loved and lost you, down in Nashville, Tennessee. Kept my head with all the others, kept my heart all fancy free. Then I met you, loved and lost you, down in Nashville, Tennessee. Since our story had to end, for the one I gave my heart to is a very casual friend. When I hear an old-time love song of the days that used to be, it reminds me of my false love down in Nashville, Tennessee.
Hi there, neighbors, and thanks a lot for that nice reception. We're just about to get another Grand Ole Opry underway, and here's my good friend Grant Turner to tell us all about it.
Copas, we got a big show lined up for tonight. Besides yourself, we got Rod Brasfield.
And Cousin Minnie Pearl, and Chet Atkins.
And String Bean, and Tommy Jackson, the Opry Square Dancers.
And our special guest, that singing star of Dot Records, Jimmy Newman. Right now, neighbors, I'd like to introduce that great politician from Hohenwald who says that he's in favor of women in office. Trouble is, he can't get any to come up to his office. Rodney Brasfield!
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. That was mighty nice. Howdy, Miss Copas.
Howdy, Rod.
My net is good to see you.
Good to see you.
You know, it's plumb white out tonight, ain't it?
It is.
South had a cold snap 4 inches deep.
Tell you the truth.
Copas, I had an accident last night.
You did?
Yep. I was riding around with my gal Susie in my old car.
Yeah.
And she wanted to drive around the park and then home.
Yes.
But I wanted to drive around home and then park.
Oh.
Well, we did. And we were sitting there in my old car sort of spooning and sparking, you know.
Yeah.
I was making love to her there.
Yeah.
And some fool throwed a rock through the window of that car. Excuse me, Jim. I like to knock your neck or your guitar off there and four fingers, too. Somebody throwed a rock through the window of the car and hit Susie right there in the side and broke three of her ribs.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and just tore them two fingers all to pieces.
Dog!
Hey, Copas?
Yeah.
That gal Susie had a birthday last week. It was one of them our big bargain birthdays.
Rod, what do you mean a bargain birthday?
Well, Copas, a bargain birthday is when a woman in her upper 40s marks herself down to the lower 20s.
Well, Rodney, just how old was Susie?
Well, now that's a good question, buddy.
Yeah.
I asked her myself.
Yeah.
She says, Rod, I'm somewhere in the neighborhood of 16.
Yeah.
Uncle Sipe was standing there and he says, well, now, Susie, you better move. That old neighborhood's beginning to look mighty run down. Uncle Sipe had him a time at that birthday party, though, boy.
He did.
Yeah, there was sitting there with a girl on each knee.
Yeah.
And then Sipe come in and called him.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She looked at him and says, you old fool, don't you know you're in your second childhood? He says, well, if I am, it's much more fun than the first one. Uncle Sipe and Aunt Sipe been having trouble here lately for several days anyhow. He nearly lost her one day last week.
Well, what do you mean by that, Rod?
Well, Cope, they went fishing, see?
Yeah.
And they was out there in the lake fishing, and Aunt Sap, poor old thing, stumbling around there, and the boat fell out of the boat right out in the lake.
Oh, no.
And Uncle Sipe grabbed an old car tire and throwed it over to her.
Yeah.
You know, thought maybe she could float on it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, didn't she?
No, he forgot to take the rim out of it.
No!
Copas? I worked as a traffic cop down in Hornwall last week, and the first person I had to arrest was Uncle Si.
Oh,
is that
right?
Yeah, he come weaving down the street, and I went and stopped him, see? And blowed my whistle just like a big shot, you know?
Yeah.
I blowed my whistle and stopped him, and I says, Uncle Si, what in the cat hair's the matter with you? The way you're weaving from one side of the road to the other, there must be something wrong with your steering wheel. It must be loose.
Yeah.
Must be loose.
Must be loose.
And Aunt Sap spoke up and says, no, Rod, the steering wheel ain't loose. It's a nut that's holding it too tight.
Dog!
Hey, Mr. Copas, I've got to go now. It's been nice visiting with you all here tonight.
Thank you. It's nice to have you.
I thank you for letting me visit with you. Can I say a little piece of poetry before I go?
Well, I think that'd be real nice, Rod.
Well, on account of the March of Dimes is on right now, you know, I think this would be very befitting. Okay?
Okay.
Here it is. It makes us happy to visit our friends. It's nice just to sit and talk. But if you want to enjoy real happiness, help some little polio kid to walk. Good night.
Ah, that Rod certainly is something, isn't he, Grant?
Oh, he sure is. But now it's time you heard from our guest tonight. He's a boy that's fairly new to our country music field, but he's been moving up towards the top mighty fast. Now, you've all heard his records under the Dot label, and you've heard him before on Grand Ole Opry. Now here he is in person, Jimmy Newman.
Hey! Jimmy, buddy, come on over here. I hear that you're going out on a big personal appearance tour.
Well, yes, Cope. Starting this next week, we're going to be heading out through Texas, New Mexico, on into California, and we hope that the folks come out and see us. We'll be glad to see them. And by the way, Cope, I hope that you're going to be out of town on some days, too, real soon.
Well, I am, Jimmy. I'm going down in Georgia next Saturday night, and then I'm going up on the East Coast, way up in Maine. But enough of this small talk. How about doing for us one of those great records of yours, Jimmy?
Thank you. Here's one that goes something like this. Cry, cry, darling. That's what I do. If you leave me with the blues. Cry, cry, darling. That's all I do. If it's you, I should lose. For me, there'd be no moonlight. If ever we should part, I cry, darling. That's all I do, 'cause you're the one in my heart. You're the one in my heart.
Hey, Rodney, come over here a minute, buddy.
Hi, Cope.
How come you do what you do with your pipe?
You mean when I hold it out and look at it like string bean does?
Yeah.
Well, to be honest with you, Cope, I just never get over how good Prince Albert smoking tobacco really is. Sometimes, just puffing along, I wonder just how in the world Prince Albert does it. Keeps all the flavor that nature puts into tobacco, then brings it out even more, to where that flavor is finer, richer, and tastier.
Well, Rod, I'll clue you, buddy. Every PA pipe smoker knows that the taste is there. Can tell Prince Albert is always fresh and cool smoking. Always crimp cut to burn slow and lazy, to give you rich taste and comfortable smoking.
And you making men can enjoy Prince Albert, too. PA in an OCB paper, and, buddy, you're rolling along to a perfect smoke.
Yes, sir. Pipe smoker or making man, enjoy rich, tasty, comfortable Prince Albert. It's America's largest selling smoking tobacco, PA. And now here's Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, along with all the Grand Ole Opry Square Dancers with Buffalo Gals. So let's all dance. Well, never a dull minute on the Grand Ole Opry. Thanks, Tommy, and thanks to all you square dancers. We all had a real good time. Well, let's change the pace and get serious for just a minute. Sometimes we think we've got troubles and think they're more than we can bear. Times like that, look up and remember him who gave so much for us all. And join with us now as we sing From the Manger to the Cross.
The story's in the Bible. It's a message sad but true. The life our Savior lived on earth is told. Found upon the pages of the Master's Book of Truth. Every word so precious to my soul. From the manger to the cross, rugged cross of Calvary. The road that Jesus walked for you and me. All alone, by this world forsaken, still he shed his blood for me. From the manger to the cross, the rugged cross of Calvary. From the manger to the cross, rugged cross of Calvary. The road that Jesus walked for you and me, all alone. By this world forsaken, still he shed his blood for me. From the manger to the cross, the rugged cross of Calvary.
Thank you, neighbors. Say, Grant Turner, what's going on over there?
Well, it looks like somebody's fixing to play, and if it's who I think it is...
It'll be some mighty fine picking, yes, sir. Just like I suspected, that good-looking boy with the electric guitar, Chet Atkins. the master of them all, Chet Atkins, playing the Wildwood Flower, and a fine tune it is. Well, like Grant said earlier, we got talent to burn around here tonight. Right now, I want you to meet that gal from Grinder Switch who gets real burned because she ain't married, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Well, sir, here it is, February already, and time for Valentine and hearts and all sorts of things like that, and the Heart Fun Drive. Don't forget that, too. Be watching for that, for your Heart Fun Drive on Sunday, February the 23rd. Don't forget it. But I love Valentine, and I love most men, but I wasn't happy about what a feller said to me just now. Well, I was coming in out there just all dressed up and thought I looked real nice. And there was a fellow started staring at me, and so I stared back at him. And we stared at one another for a while, and finally I said, "What's the matter with you?" And he said, "Well, what's the matter with you?" I said, "Well, didn't you kind of give me a funny look?" He said, "Lady, you've got a funny look, but I didn't give it to you." Well, sir, though, I tell you now, I don't have to worry much about my looks. I'll tell you one thing, I've got good teeth, all right, the best money can buy. And I've got a sunny disposition, too. I always say, laugh and the world laughs at you. Well, sir, though, I was talking about what you could do to get a feller. I always thought maybe if I was to wear some of these real, you know, fancy clothes like some of these girls wear, maybe it'd be better. Because, you know, Uncle Nabob says clothes don't make the man, but you sure can go a lot of places with them that you can't go without them. But Unc's got him a new business, by the way. I didn't tell you all this. Uncle Nabob's got him one of those, them there weight-reducing salons. He thought it was saloon when he first bought it. Uncle Nabob said this weight-reducing business is sure a fine business. You live off of the fat of the land. But he says women won't never be satisfied with their weight. He says they're always either trying to take it off, put it on, or rearrange it. We got a lady up at Grinder's Switch. She's the only one I know of. Don't care what men think about her. She went to the parson the other day and told him that she wanted to arrange her funeral before she died because she wanted to be sure it is just like she wanted it. So she told the parson what hymns she wanted, and then she says, "And I want all women pallbearers." And the parson says, "Well, I don't know why you'd want all women pallbearers." She says, "Well, if them old idiots won't take me out while I'm alive, I don't want them taking me out after I'm dead." Well, that's the way I feel about it. No, I've got a feller. I don't have to worry. Last night, Hezzy come over at the house, and we was just sitting there just like a couple of young folks will do. And, oh, it was so romantical. It's late. It must have been 8 o'clock. And we was sitting there, and he says to me, he says, "Minnie Pearl," he said, "I'm going to kiss you tonight or die trying." You ain't saw his name in no death notices, have you? Bye now. I'll see you next time. But you know, I've heard so much about things being built in that I'm just tired of it.
You mean built-in refrigerators and ovens?
Yeah, they make it sound so new. Why, Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco started the whole thing.
You're ahead of me.
Well, what smoking tobacco in your book has built-in comfort?
Prince Albert, of course.
And built-in freshness and built-in cool smoking and built-in rich natural taste.
Prince Albert.
Ha ha, see what I mean?
I sure do, and every fellow who's ever enjoyed Prince Albert knows what you're saying, Minnie. For fine, comfortable smoking, pack your pipe with good PA.
And for rolling a good-looking, good-smoking cigarette, making men latch on to Prince Albert and an OCB paper.
Yes, sir. Pipe smoker or making man, you'll enjoy all the flavor and comfort waiting for you in America's largest-selling smoking tobacco, Prince Albert.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test. The proven Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, "Give me mild and mellow P.A.
Cobus, how about getting our guest back?
You mean Jimmy Newman, Grant?
Yes, sir.
You know, I was just fixing to do that very thing. Now, Jimmy, I know that you've got some brand new records coming out, but right now, how about doing that latest one of yours? It's one of my favorites. You're the Idol of My Dream.
it sings to me. Everything that I've been waiting for are all the things you seem to be. All the others are just
Thank you, Jimmy. That was real nice. That was a good tune, and we like it. Now, like I told you, we have real talent here tonight. And when I said talent, I mean it. We got the longest, tallest, skinniest, long drink of drawn-out water that we ever saw. It's String Bean.
Up that river and down the bend, goodbye, goodbye. Up that river and down the bend, goodbye, Lonnie Jane. Oh, how I miss you, ain't that a shame? Oh, how I miss you, goodbye, Lonnie Jane. Hot you on the back and spit on the wall, goodbye, goodbye. See my little gal is coming fall, goodbye, Lonnie Jane. Oh, I miss you, ain't that a shame? Oh, I miss you, goodbye, Lonnie Jane. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. How she won't ride my little red wagon, goodbye, goodbye. Call the wheels broke, my axle's dragging, goodbye, Lonnie Jane. Oh, I miss you, ain't that a shame? Oh, I miss you, goodbye, Lonnie Jane.
Thank you, String. That was real nice. Thanks just a lot. Neighbors, we'd like to do a number for you. Some of the boys here at the Grand Ole Opry recorded this one, quite a few of them, as a matter of fact. We hope you neighbors enjoy our version of it. It's one of my favorite songs, a little tune titled You Don't Have to Be a Baby to Cry. It goes something like this, feller.
You don't have to be a baby to cry. All you need is for love to go wrong. You don't have to be a baby to cry, or to lie awake the whole night long. When you leave me, my golden rainbow disappears. Then you leave me, a broken heart that full of tears. These ain't raindrops in my eye, why should I lie? You don't have to be a baby to cry.
You don't have to be a baby to cry, or to lie awake the whole night long. When you leave me, my golden rainbow disappears. Then you leave me a broken heart that's full of tears. These ain't raindrops in my eye. Why should I lie? You don't have to be a baby to cry.
Friends, have you had fun? Well, we sure have. It's always a pleasure to have you folks visit with us at the Grand Ole Opry. Be with us next week at the same time when Jim Reeves will be the big boss and his guest will be Jimmy Skinner. Catch the show, won't you, neighbors? Now, this is Cowboy Copas speaking for all of us, saying thanks, and be here next week for the Grand Ole Opry.
Love it.
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette. You get more smoking comfort, more flavor all the way. Camels smoke so good and mild, they lead all brands today. What do you love and why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The special Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. That's why no other cigarette tastes so rich, smokes so mild. Today, more people smoke and enjoy Camels than any other cigarette of any kind. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.